The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Oh, it is such a privilege, such an honor to welcome back to the program one of my favorite all-time guests, Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of the historic First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Jeffress, it is so great to have you back on the program.
Bob, always great to be with you, friend.
Dr. Jeffress, I love the title of your new book. All of your books have been a blessing to me, but just to give you an introduction to why it means so much to me, a couple of years ago, I literally became obsessed with Isaiah 64, where the prophet Isaiah pleaded with God to shake the mountains that he and the nation of Israel were facing, to shake them so violently that they would fall and flow into the sea. And when I saw the title of your book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life, I was all in. And but I want to know from you, what prompted you to write this book?
Well, thank you, Bob. You know, in the Bible, as you just said, mountains represent barriers, obstacles that separate God's people from the blessed life he wants us to experience. And I think over the last 18 months, we've all felt our share of mountains that have appeared in our lives, mountains like grief or loneliness, worry, fear. So many people are battling with these mountains. And, you know, Jesus made a promise. He said, if you have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Now, he wasn't speaking literally, but he was speaking truthfully. The fact is, mountains aren't going to be eliminated in our life, but they can be conquered. And that's what Romans 8:37 is about. Paul said, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And, you know, we have a tendency, Bob, to turn our molehills into mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
God says, I want to do the opposite. I will take your mountains and level them to molehills. And that's what this book is about. It's a very practical book about overcoming the obstacles we've all been facing.
I deeply apologize for not asking sooner. I should have. Can I have you to the bottom of the hour? I always ask, but I didn't today.
Sure.
All right. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, as you said, mountains indicate difficulties in Scripture. And when we talk about a mountain falling, being removed, aren't we talking about some things that often, from a human standpoint, are absolutely impossible?
Well, that's right. You know, of course, Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. But I think we need to set our expectations accurately. And that is to realize there is no one-time action we can take that will keep us from ever worrying again or ever being fearful or ever feeling lonely. We want quick fixes to things. But God says, you know, there's a process to go through. Just like a mountain climber has to exert some effort on his part to conquer a mountain, there are some things we have to do. I mean, you know, salvation is something that God does by himself without any help from us. But just about every other significant accomplishment in life is a partnership between God and us. I mean, and it's been that way, Bob, from the beginning. God said to the first couple, now I'm going to give you a perfect garden, but you have a job to cultivate it and keep it. To the Israelites, he said, I'm going to give you the promised land, but you're going to have to fight for every square inch of it. And the fact is, if we're going to conquer these mountains, there's some things we have to do as a result of God's commands. And that's what I do in the book Invincible. I explore what God's responsibility is and our responsibility is in leveling these mountains that we're facing.
Well, and you're speaking from personal experience. At the beginning of the book, you talk about a recent mountain that you and your family faced. Tell us about that and how God moved that mountain.
One of the mountains we talk about in the book is moving the mountain of grief. And I think every listener you have has suffered some type of loss that has resulted in grief, whether it's the loss of a loved one or the loss of a dream or the loss of a job. In our own family, my oldest daughter, Julia, and her husband went through 3 miscarriages. And anybody who's gone through that knows the pain of that and what it represents. But after the 3rd miscarriage, she said, "Dad, Ryan and I are going to begin praying that God would give us triplets, one life to replace each life that had been lost." And Bob, being the great man of faith I am, I said to my daughter, "Don't pray that way. we don't have any history of multiples in our family. You're just going to be disappointed." And I'll never forget what she said. She said, "Dad, if you want to see God do big things, you have to pray big things." And she and her husband started praying for those big things. And yesterday, we had all 3 answers of those prayers over at our house for Labor Day. Wow. I mean, God gave her triplets. And it was the way that she and God overcame that mountain of grief.
Another mountain that you discuss in your book is the mountain of fear. And Dr. Jeffress, as I look around, I see our entire culture just inundated with fear of COVID, fear of terrorists. And now with the whole Afghanistan situation and the moves and the decisions that our president has made, fear about the future for our families, for our country. Talk about the mountain of fear.
Well, you know, first of all, fear doesn't mean being unrealistic. It doesn't mean living in denial. I mean, everything you mentioned is a reality in our country. It's not an imaginary reality. You know, take COVID. I mean, we've lost many church members through COVID. Had a funeral service 2 weeks ago for a husband and wife who died in separate ICU rooms apart from each other within days. I mean, this is real. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to approach it like Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:7. He said, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind." I tell people when I get on the Dallas freeway every morning, I'm taking my life in my hands. I say a prayer for my protection, but I also buckle my safety belt and most importantly, move forward. And I think that's how we have to be as children of God. You know, our problem is, it's just like the Israelites. They were fearful of entering into the promised land because there were giants in the land. And those weren't imaginary. They were real giants. The problem was they were comparing the giants to their own stature, to their own ability instead of to God. And that's the mistake we make when we try to measure our challenges by our own strength rather than God's.
Yeah, I think if you've asked most people what kept the children of Israel out of Canaan, well, they would say, well, they committed adultery and they danced around the golden calf and so forth. But if you look at Hebrews 3 and 4, it was very clear that the sin was the sin of unbelief, which caused fear. And they wandered, and the entire generation lost their life in the wilderness because of that. So,
yeah, and if you were to ask your audience today, what's one thing you know God wants you to do that you're not doing? I bet everybody could come up with one thing. Then you ask the question, why aren't you doing it? And the words, because I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of rejection. Fear keeps us from the mountain of God's blessings.
We're talking with Dr. Robert Jeffress. We've got to take a quick break. The book, and you can get it now, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life, by Dr. Robert Jeffress. Get it. You'll be blessed. You'll be encouraged. You'll be changed. Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life by Dr. Robert Jeffress, and we will return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and again, welcome to my guest, Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's got to be one of the busiest individuals I have ever known, and yet, of all the people I schedule for interviews, Dr. Jeffress is almost always the quickest to respond and the easiest to schedule. Dr. Jeffress, I don't know how you do it, but I'm glad you do. And again, welcome to the program.
Well, you're a great friend. Always enjoy being on your program. Thank you.
By the way, he is the host of Pathway to Victory right here on WRFD, airs 11:30 a.m. every day. Pathway to Victory, 11:30 a.m. right here on WRFD. Of all of the mountains you mention in your book, I think maybe the largest is the mountain of grief. And in chapter 10, you walk the readers through the mountain of grief, the path from grief to acceptance. Share with us that truth. How do you get from grief to acceptance?
Well, you know, again, as we said before the break, this has been a time of great loss for people. These last 18 months, many have lost friends or family members through COVID, or they've lost a job. They've lost perhaps a dream, or they feel like they've just lost time, lost several years of normalcy with their family. And, you know, whenever you have a genuine loss, it's accompanied by grief. And grief is normal. In fact, it's necessary. And the question people ask me, Bob, as a pastor, is when will I get to start feeling normal again? Maybe they've lost a loved one. And when will I start feeling normal? And I said, well, if you're talking about feel the way you used to feel, the answer is never. But there can be a new normal, and that's what I talk about in this chapter. And I would just say, Bob, that this is one reason, and this is a continuing application throughout the book. We need other Christians to help walk us through these important transitions in life. And with so many Christians not plugged into a local church right now, I think ability of Satan to attack with doubts, with unrelenting grief and hopelessness had never been greater. Remember, Hebrews 10, the writer says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to faith and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. I tell people, you know, we're kind of like those two porcupines in northern Canada that huddled together to keep to keep warm at night. They needed each other, even though they needled each other. And that's the way it is with other Christians. I mean, yeah, they're prickly at times. They're hard to be around, but we really do need one another, even though we needle one another from time to time.
Well, there has been an abundant amount of research about the effects of COVID, and depression and loneliness are right at the very top of almost all of the research all across America. People, because of this and because of other things going on in the world as well, feel a sense of despair, loneliness, being alone. You deal with moving from loneliness to companionship. Share that with us.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I think that if you're feeling lonely, I think the first thing to do is to acknowledge you really do need other people. No man is an island unto himself, John Donne said. And I think sometimes we Christians fall under this false belief that a relationship with God is all that we need to satisfy us. I can be tell you on absolute authority, God is not enough to meet every emotional need you have. And if you think that's heresy, Bob, the one who said that was God himself. He said to Adam, look, Adam, you're in a perfect relationship with me. The apple thing or fruit thing hasn't happened yet, but a relationship with me is not enough. It's not good for man to be alone. Mm. I will create a helper suitable for you. We need other people. We need other humans, and the best place to make those relationships and find those needs met is in a local church.
The book is Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Keep You from the Blessed Life. Why invincible?
Yeah, well, I think it captures the spirit that God wants us to really exhibit right now. Again, Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors. You know, so many Christians have, after these last 18 months, they look like the cover photo for the Book of Lamentations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's never how God meant for us to, you know, just kind of crawl to the finish line. I think about Hebrews chapter 12. It talks about Jesus, who because of the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus didn't crawl to the cross. He marched to the cross because he knew what awaited him beyond the cross. And that's the spirit we're to have. We are more than conquerors.
And I always ask you this question, as well as any other author that I interview, towards the end of the interview. When someone picks up Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life, and they set it down, what is the takeaway? What do you want every reader to take home with them when they finish your book?
It would be what Jesus promised: with God, all things are possible. And whatever situation you're in right now, whether it's worry or fear about the future or lost in the past, the fact is God with you together are capable of conquering that mountain. God can take your mountain and level it into a molehill.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that. How are things at First Baptist? How's the church doing? How has the church survived COVID-19?
Well, the church is doing great, thanks to the power of God. In fact, we're having 8 Fall Fantastic Sundays at First. This last Sunday, we had Michael W. Smith. This Sunday for King and Country, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Casting Crowns, all are coming week after week to say to our community, we're open for business, and we want people to come in person to worship.
And I love to ask this question: how can we pray for you? I mean, you're on TV constantly. You're pastoring one of America's largest churches. You've got your family to take care of. How can we pray for you personally, Dr. Robert Jeffress?
Well, I would appreciate your prayers for me, that I would continue to be faithful to preach God's word, because, Bob, in the end, that's all that really matters. Only God's word has the possibility and the promise of changing people's hearts.
Well, I keep telling my listeners, the greater the audience, the greater the influence, the greater the attacks of Satan. And I do want to encourage my listeners to pray for you.
Thank you.
God has given you such an incredible platform today. And I know that my listeners pray, and I know they'll be praying for you. Again, the book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. It is published by Baker Books, but you can get it at Amazon. Your local bookstore can order it. Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. And again, Dr. Jeffress, it is always such a delight to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.
My pleasure. God bless you. Bob Burney Live will continue.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.